My name's James Waddington. I'm a visitor welcome assistant and I work at Gloucester Cathedral. My job certainly has changed, I wouldn't say a massive amount, but certainly there is a degree of change in there, even from just my usual day-to-day job of how I welcome people and telling them their kind of health and safety information and that kind of thing, through to I now have to do sort of cleaning duties. But rather than being full sort of cleaning duties, they're more sort of sanitisation duties, cleaning things like handrails, all the chairs that people sit on, anywhere that people basically touch, I have to go around and clean that. And we do that every 2 hours. We go around and do a full clean of the cathedral. My job normally would involve just being part of the welcoming team. So I would stand at a desk and welcome people into the cathedral, give them a little bit of information, find out if they want to make a donation. Yeah, I was a tree surgeon and I was looking to get out of tree surgery. And I did history A-levels and history in my GCSEs as well. And I've always been interested in history and historical buildings. So I've been working here since October 2019. I think definitely my favourite part of the cathedral is the choir. I think the ornate woodwork in there is just stunning. The tile work is amazing. I think the construction of it as well, because I'm very much into my music and sound engineering. I used to work in a recording studio. So the construction of the actual choir is done in a particular way to carry the voices around the cathedral. And also when you hear the choir singing in there, it's something else. It's absolutely beautiful. It's got two parts to it. It's got the choir, which is obviously where all the wooden sort of chairs for the choir are situated. They face each other on either side of it, like the hallway. And it's ornate woodwork all the way around that's kind of overshadowed at the top of it by the organ, which is kind of almost looming above the heads of the choir. And then at the other end of it is the high altar. And this beautiful tile work that I believe was done in the Victorian era, leading up to the high altar, which again is all, it's a quite ornate carving. That end of the cathedral was remodeled by Edward II's son, because he felt that the existing sort of Norman building was a bit bland for his father's tomb that was there. And it's pretty spectacular now, all the work they've done. And that, it was at that point they built the Great East Window as well. And the choir is one of the best places to see the Great East Window too. I'm actually probably one of the newest people of the team and also newest to the area, because I'm not actually from Gloucester. I moved to the area probably just over a year ago now, and I'd been living in Devon at that point. It's almost like a new experience, this place, to me. But every single day I come in, I find something new in this place. And it's always like a... To me, it's a building of curiosities and fascinations. There's so many changes in building style, so many little hidden areas. And there's every day I come in, there's something I never saw that before, you know. And even if it's just a tiny little bit of carving and the history that's all sort of in the building, it's marvellous. I think a lot of people automatically assume because you work at the cathedral, you're religious. I am personally, I'm not religious. I'm very much into my historical places. But I do have a view towards sort of places like cathedrals and churches that I think they're really important to communities, massively important. I think one of the things that to me, I think probably that our society, a lot of communities have fallen apart. And I think that's because back in the older times, before we had things like internet, before we had massive distractions, the centre of the community, the way information, news and connecting was done on a Sunday in a church or a cathedral as the community came together. But of course now, unfortunately, religion is falling out of favour. People don't generally tend to visit unless it's a touristy thing. So there's that connection. The community seems to kind of fall apart. And I think places like the cathedral, when we opened back up from COVID-19, and although we're still within that kind of terrible period at the moment, people are like, they walk through the door and they're like, oh, it's so good that you're open again. And although the community isn't as strong as it used to be, which I feel is a bit of a shame, but there is still that important part of community for places like cathedrals and churches, and people do need those, and it does reconnect people, which during this time has been so difficult for people because you can't reconnect, you know, in those ways that we're used to. We're having to kind of come up with new ways, like Zoom meetings, which... It was quite strange because we were all in work and we were just thinking, it'll all blow over. And then all of a sudden we were put into shutdown. I was furloughed for 3 months. I have to say, I think I was probably one of the more fortunate ones because I have a very young daughter. It just so happened that she learned to walk in those 3 months, so I was actually at home with the family for that whole time, which I feel was quite a privilege, and the cathedral really looked after us. But opening back up, it was kind of a mixture of exciting, but also a mixture of just a little bit of sort of intrepidation that suddenly you're actually going to be part of the frontline workers, especially when you're on the visitor welcome desk. And my job is to meet every single person that comes through that door. You know, there are people here in the cathedral that probably see about 1% of those people. We have to see 100%. Again, the cathedral looked after us, and we've got the right PPE and the right advice. And it then kind of came back with the excitement of, you know, getting the doors open, getting people back through the door, helping to sort of generate funds for the cathedral, and also getting the people that really need the cathedral back through the door, getting the services up and running again. The Dean, Dean Stephen, he pointed out that even during the Black Death, the doors never closed on the cathedral. It was always there for the community. And this is the first time since 1089 where they shut the doors. It's quite a thing. So you kind of can't help but think that, you know, the cathedrals and the churches are the places that during times of crisis people needed the most. It was a bit of a shame that things like car showrooms were open before the cathedrals. So you could go and do a sermon in a car showroom, but you couldn't actually open the doors of this massive building where, you know, 101 people can socially distance on a Sunday service. Very airy. And if anyone's worried about whether there was going to be airflow or not, they should come and stand here in the winter. Very drafty. I feel the cathedral is part of Gloucester's heritage, and I feel that it really is the jewel of Gloucester. But as for me being part of it, I suppose I am part of that, and it is a privilege to be part of that and working with that. But it's almost, I feel like I'm kind of part of the cog that sort of makes the centre of the community work.